The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. We didn't talk about what we're going to talk about at the beginning of the show, and I'm still Justin McElroy.
I'm your Miller's brother, Travis McElroy, and I have a big announcement.
Thank God.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I got a hot new game show. It's blue-collar comedy, but you're going to feel like it's that like you're sitting white-collar pretty.
Guys, I'm almost 40, as you know, right? And I think that this is the time in every person's life they face 40 and it's time to make big life changes and big decisions. And I've decided I'm ready to become an influencer.
Wow.
Thank you.
Huge.
Very excited. I'll now be accepting questions from the press, which is you guys. So what do you want to know about my new big plans?
I mean, you're starting with tummy tea, right? Because that's the onboarding. That's how they do training for being an influencer. You have to go through a tummy tea workshop. Because if you can sell that, man, that's just spirulina and poison, I think. So if you can sell that, you're good to go.
I'm not really comfortable doing anything related to like digestive stuff or
What are some... A great starting point for an influencer is to figure out what you are yourself passionate about. So what are some brands and products, Trav, that you feel like really resonate with you as a personality, as a creator?
I really like myself.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of like My Brother and Me and The Adventure Zone, Schmanners. I like the things that I make.
Any other people that would give you money for the...
Because we won't pay you more money just to talk about our shit on
I'm a big fan. I really like 90s Nickelodeon like game shows and television shows.
Sure,
and I'm way into like... I like moments from sports where there's just like really good sportsmanship shown, right? Where like someone, the Patriots, someone with a baseball, and then apologizes.
Can I ask you this? What about videos of soldiers returning home and their dogs meet them at the door?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But I mean, it doesn't have to be soldier returning. It could be like kid coming back from college or like, oh, there's been a big natural disaster and the dog was missing for like 3 weeks. We just found him at the animal shelter. And he said anything like that, any reuniting. I like the videos too, where it's like this cheetah and this golden retriever are best friends. I'm a big fan of that. I would influence
What about that?
That?
What would you be comfortable? Can you do this with me? Can you maybe, I just want to like vamp an ad and it's like, we've just seen the soldier coming home, the dog's thrilled. The soldier was in a big box, like a packet.
I'm crying.
Yeah, you're crying. And then Travis, I want you to come on and be like, something to the extent of some separations are bad. Like the video freezes.
You're
like, some separations are bad, but with the Oxo Good Grips 4-cup fat separator, that's a good separation because it gives you delicious broth. Travis McElroy. Tagline.
You know that too.
The dog's crying, the guy's crying, everyone's crying, and then that's pop up on the screen and action.
You know, sometimes it's hard to be separated from those we love. But in these dark times, these dark and dangerous times, not every separation is bad.
Why did you nag the times?
Hold on. We can still find the light of the human soul. with the OXO 4 scoop fat separate.
No, 4 no, cup. The OXO 4 cup.
Please.
Good grip.
If you get nothing else right in the read, you got to get the fucking name right. It's the OXO good grip. My father, Paul OXO, did not make this company for you to fuck this up.
Okay. And my mother... My mother, Deborah Goodgrip, also didn't found this company for you to fuck this up.
Goodgrip's 4-cup fat separator.
Okay.
The new one with a spout. I got, hey, listen, I just used this guy for the first time.
Yeah.
And the spout's at the bottom. So you pull the handle and the good shit just
the
like.
The broth just comes out. Okay.
Like shits, it shits it right. Oh, you could try that. It shits the good stuff out.
It shits the comes good out the bottom.
Shit. It shits the good stuff out.
Okay. In these dark and dangerous times, make sure you talk about the times.
Don't talk about the dark and dangerous times, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, walk me in again, boys. The dog, the soldier,
okay,
all
the
of
dog,
it.
The dog is barking. The soldier is opening. Everyone's crying.
All right,
barking?
Justin, you be the soldier. I'll be the dog.
Okay.
And then we'll freeze and let Travis get in there.
Great. It's been hard out there on the front.
Really thought you were going to say 1 week. Really thought.
Yeah, really, really, really did feel like you were about to hit a huge bare naked ladies run.
It's been 1 week since I went away.
That's not that long.
Okay, no, hold on. Time out.
That long for a soldier
that long for a soldier to
be
gone. Yeah.
Okay. It's been 1 month since I got deployed. Now I'm back here with my fuzzy boy.
I've missed you, Michael.
I'm sorry. What was that? Was that the dog?
Why would that not be the point at which you would step in, Travis?
Like, Travis, I left you a perfect window.
I think if I was going to step in there, I'd be like, yeah, dogs can talk. Anyways, check out this fat separator.
Okay, but that's the brief. So
yeah, that's the brief.
Okay, I'm starting to worry. Juice sidebar.
No,
let me cut out for this.
I'm going to step in and I'm going to influence
Travis. I do warn you, if you don't get the product name wrong, I am going to freak out.
Oh man, what people don't know is we had some technical difficulties in there. It's been a solid 6 minutes since I heard the name of the product, but here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of people are out there.
No,
now.
No, wait, hold on, Joe. We got to do the walk-in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm back from the war, and we got liberty for everybody. I just missed my pup.
I forgive you, Stephen.
You know, here in the end of days, not all separations are pleasant. But with the OXO Good Grip 4-cup fat separator.
Good grips, you dumb piece of shit. It's
God,
plural. There's not one good
not,
grip.
There's
They're
so
all
many
good grips.
You can't grip this thing bad.
Start over!
With the Paul Dano
OXO with Trav,
Good
with
Grip.
Justin. Start over.
I'm Paul Dano.
Actually, God. I don't know how you knew about this because this has been really deep undercover skunk works, but we did just like in this second lock down the Paul Dano 4-cup fat separator.
Okay.
We got an infomercial coming out, so this is going to be kind of the tease.
Sure.
So
sure.
What we'd like you to do is be Paul Dano.
Got it.
All right.
Okay. Hey, riddle
so
me this.
Justin, soldier Justin, hold on. Soldier Justin, walk us in.
Yeah. Hold on, let me set down my army stuff so I can hug my dog.
I don't forgive you, Gabriel.
You know, here at the end of time, it's hard to separate our love for one another from our hate for one another. But not all separations are bad. Hi, I'm Paul Dano, and I want to tell you about my brand, the Paul Dano OXO Good Grips 4-cup fat separator for boys.
There it is. Now, sorry, did you say for boys?
For boys.
Stop, you're changing sort of the whole structure of the business.
You can see the American flag emblazoned here on the side of the 4-cup fat separator. Squeeze the trigger and it fires off a shotgun blast of delicious broccoli broth. I'm Paul Dano, gun enthusiast and fat separator.
Okay.
Buy my good grip.
Here's what I would say.
Do you want a dog?
I feel like boys of all genders would be the only ones who would buy the Paul Dano.
Okay. We could spell it for boys, number 4, B-O-I-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
For boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sending this already to our merch chat room.
Yeah.
Just to get, there's going to be a lot of hoops. Okay. To jump through.
Hi, I'm Miles Teller, and this is my stunt double, Paul Dano. Paul Dano, tell him about your fat separator. Well, thank you for asking, Miles Teller. I'm Paul Dano. My fat separator separates soldiers from their dogs.
No, wait, hold no. on. No, it doesn't do that. Paul Dano's fat separator
does not do that. For every fat separator you buy, we'll reconnect one soldier and one dog that we've kept separate until okay. you
oh,
buy.
That's huge.
The new ad is this.
Okay.
A soldier
yeah.
in his cot.
Yeah.
His rifle stretched across his lap.
Like a lover.
Travis, go give me the order to get out on the battlefield and defend okay. the homeland.
Wait, Travis has two jobs now? Travis
no,
has
you can
two.
Have
I can
a job.
I can do this.
Yeah, great. No, no,
hey, Travis, maggot!
No, Griffin.
Don't let me do
Griffin
it,
now.
Please.
No, I want Griffin now. Sorry.
Let's audition.
Okay,
Griffin. Hey, maggot, I heard Griffin. Let me hear your Griffin.
Hey, maggot.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, man.
So just tell me to get, just give me the, like,
okay, can we sure, get sure. J.K. Simmons to do it and have, like, a no, whiplash no, no. kind of reunion?
Okay, yeah, this is J.K. Simmons. Hey, maggot, I need you to get back out on the battlefield.
Actually, Sarge, I just read this letter. A family in Des Moines, Iowa purchased the Paul Dano four cup fat separator. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Damn it.
Not another one. Last.
Damn it.
If this is the only product that if it does good enough,
yeah.
we will be utterly defenseless. Yeah. We are just going to be right okay. for the
picket. Here's the new commercial. Justin, you're a soldier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Travis, you're the dog okay. who gets to come see the soldier at the battlefield because they found each other.
And he like has a soul
homeward,
for a day.
Like homeward bound. Okay, so you guys are...
He has a soul for a day? Is that what you said?
He has a soul he can talk
for a day.
He has a soul
for a day.
Soul
so we're going to
okay,
Justin's the soldier sitting on the cot. Travis, I'll be the commander.
Okay.
And Travis, you're the dog. Okay, here we go. Good news, Private. You're the soldier, Justin.
Oh, I'm the soldier. I thought I was the dog.
No,
okay,
I'm the dog.
Still the soldier. Yeah, Sarge?
We heard barking in the middle of the night last night. It was really loud. And we were freaking out about it. But then I think this is your dog.
Hey, it's me. Paul Dano trapped in a dog's body. How's it going?
No,
man?
Don't. Hold no, on. Wait, just be a dog.
Can. Okay, yeah. Hey, it's me. A dog. Your dog.
That's a giant Paul Dano. He's just put the four-cup separator over the dog. Like he's catching a bug
uh-huh.
or something. And he scoots it outside. And he's like, not so fast.
Hey, guys, should we do an experiment?
Sure.
We should make a t-shirt
uh-huh.
that says Paul Dano's Oxo Good Grips four-cup fat separator on it.
Yeah.
And see who gets at us
Who gets it first, yeah.
Who comes for us first? Will it be Paul Dano or Oxo Good Grips?
Oh, yeah, can we put the Apple logo on the back of it?
Yeah. I love this. Hey, it's me, Paul Dano. I'm coming to you, hat in hand.
And it's me, Joni Ives!
Yeah, and we're here to apologize. What I didn't anticipate is that our ad campaign would be so successful that America would have to reinstitute the draft. And that's on us, guys. We reunited so many goddamn soldiers and dogs that all we got left is drones. And they can't fly themselves yet. So
we're working on it, though.
Yep.
We're working on it.
That's right. And we've had to expand the draft. It's now 5 to 45. So everyone, basically, compulsory. We're not even drawing numbers anymore. If you don't have a dog, you're in the army now.
The children can sneak through the barbed wire.
Yeah, and we can put them on top of the drones. They're little enough that they can just sit on the drones. I'm Paul Dano.
I'm Joni Ives.
And I approve this message. Vote Paul Dano.
You still there, Juice?
Yeah, I'm still there. I didn't have a role to play, so I was just on the bed.
You were still actually the soldier.
I was sobbing silently into my hands.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Can you give me a Sarah McLaughlin kind of...
Sorry? Can we do a question?
Yeah, I'd love that. Good senses, Griffin. Good instincts. My Thanks. Son and I go to Waffle House every Friday.
Fuck yeah.
We've been doing it long enough that we've reached the coveted regular status. When we arrive, they ask if I want our usual. It's awesome. It makes me feel like I'm the main character in a movie. However... The breakfast sandwich I always get is supposed to come with pickles, and they keep forgetting to give me any. I know it's weird, but I need that vinegary taste to cut all of the fatty breakfast food flavors.
It's not weird. Hey, question asker?
Yeah, you're talking about the basics.
It's not
of
weird
flavor.
To have a pickle on a sandwich. That's
yeah. Well, it's a breakfast sandwich, right? It's
still.
Eggy, bacon. Well, no, not still, because that's
still,
a different.
Trav. It
that's
is
a
weird.
Completely different flavor profile. You don't eat pickles for breakfast.
Why not?
How do I gently ask for the pickles without ruining my regular status? That's from Pickle Peril in Tennessee.
You just ask why you don't eat pickles for breakfast?
Yeah.
Why don't I brush my teeth with ice cream? Like, it's different
no,
shit.
No, Griffin, there's a reason why you don't brush your teeth with ice cream. That would not serve the purpose of brushing your teeth at all.
I would say this layman has been ordering pickles on a sandwich, and the breakfast professionals at Waffle House have brought down the verdict that there will be no pickles for
no.
breakfast.
Chef,
and
because
I think
yes,
they know better.
They asked for pickles again. In my kitchen?
Yeah, it can't be. That was a nice, I like how brief that skit was. If we're giving notes on skits, yeah. I like that one lasted. Yeah.
And you know what I think made it really powerful?
Yeah, what?
That skit is that we didn't try to introduce Paul Dano into it. Because for me.
Oh, he was the chef.
Damn it.
Yeah. Just assume if we do a voice in the show from now on, it's Paul, just headcanon Paul Dano, yeah, please.
Just
do you guys think
head
that Paul Dano,
if you will.
Paul Dano is my dream guest for my brother and me.
And we had Eisenberg on the show. Let's
we
not
had
forget.
Eisenberg.
We've already had so one part super of the, villain.
Well,
on the show.
one member of the Brat Pack.
Yeah, yes. We had the constipated man's Jesse Eisenberg, Paul Dano, and I think that he would be a great guest for the show. So if you know him or you are him, get at us,
man. If you are him, that's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild that you're listening, Paul Dano.
That's,
I mean, it's cool.
Thank you so much.
Hey Paul. As long as I got you.
Yeah.
Tell me about this movie you're in, Spaceman, starring Adam Sandler and you as spacemen. What's going
I like
on
it.
With that?
That sounds funny.
Is that a
early cut?
Strike? Where's that?
What? Definitely
struck.
Yeah, it's definitely struck. It's definitely struck.
Bummer.
Don't worry about it right now.
Now
I'm not even going to tell you where you can find it because I'm not going to promote anything.
Do you guys think, did Waffle House pay the Jonas Brothers for that song or did the Ooh. Jonas Brothers license Waffle House from them? How do you think that went down?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Jonas Brothers have a song called Waffle House.
Impossible.
My guys.
What?
It's true.
Is it an old song?
No.
I'm tired, Justin, of being made fun of by Travis because I don't listen to Jonas Brothers or know much about
sort of popular culture. It came out in 2023.
That's this year, Travis.
That's
of
this
course
current
you haven't
year.
Heard about it. Ask That's me about some other music
it's,
from this year, please.
It's September of 2023.
Olivia Rodrigo blessed us with a new one. That's all I know
Thank
about.
You,
That's all
Olivia.
I need to know about.
Thank you,
Olivia.
For the many blessings.
Thank you, Olivia. I know, by the way, you released Sour previously. I know you got Sweet Somewhere. I thought you were going to drop it on us. That's fine.
That's
I'll take
fine.
What you give me. But, like, I know you have Sweet Somewhere. Please.
Other 2023 music news, Taylor's version. If I don't hear that one, I shit.
Okay.
It's the only version I care about anymore.
Just
wait.
Say,
so wait, if you don't hear it, you shit. So if it's
if
not
listening to it,
if it's not actively playing, you're shitting.
But I won't shit. I won't shit during Taylor. I won't make myself dirty during Taylor's
version. Yeah, I understand that. I get that so much.
Were we doing a question?
Yeah,
about
we're
pickles?
Helping this person. I would
pickles,
never do
yeah.
that. This is really hard for me because I feel like the Waffle House people are right. And I don't think you should have pickles on a sandwich. And by the way, listener, I hear you firing up your Juno client to send me an email about how you like pickles on your sandwich. You just keep that right in the draft.
It's not. Guys, we have to stop normalizing this by calling a breakfast sandwich a sandwich. This drives me wild when fucking Panera is like, we got a new sandwich. It's a sausage egg McMuffin.
I
That's
am
not
so
really
angry over here.
Okay.
It's if there's bread on either side and it's stacked up ingredients inside, that's a goddamn sandwich.
This isn't this is not just John.
What about Griffin? Hey Griffin, boom, night shift workers. Breakfast time's their dinner time, bud. Now talk
shit.
Are you saying wait, Griffin, you do need to like dial in here a little bit. I was with you, no pickles for breakfast. That's easy, right? That's settled law. What are you on about with the sandwiches and stuff?
Well, I'm just saying if I go to Subway for lunch.
Okay, for lunch.
If I go to Subway for lunch and they're like, "We have this new sandwich. It has eggs and sausage and cheese on it." That's like a totally different. I'm not saying I'm not against it. Of course,
you,
I love it.
No, finish that thought. It's a totally different what?
What?
Meal profile food.
Are you saying it's not a lunch food?
I'm saying you wouldn't eat soup at the movie theater.
What are you talking about?
It's a different thing. Like, it's a different adventure.
If you don't have a point, Griffin, just say you don't have a point.
I have
you're
a point.
Increasingly dumb shit.
You wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't eat soup at the movie theater.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My point makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you. Hold on, wait. Now it's your turn. Actually, now it's your turn to clam up.
Hand him a shovel. Let him dig.
It's your turn to clam up.
Okay.
If you're at the movie theater,
if you talk about soup right now, I'm going to blow my tongue.
No, listen. Let me finish. If you go to the movie theater,
yeah,
and they're like, welcome to the movie theater, and you're like, I want food for the movie, please. And then you say, clam up.
The person
clam your
said,
fucking mouth.
To the movie theater.
Welcome to
Are
the
they
movie
in
theater.
Daniel Tiger's neighborhood? Like, what? What is wrong with this person? They don't know where they work.
Let him finish.
Let me fucking finish. I'm PO'd.
I'm steamed over here.
You go to the movie theater. They say, welcome to the movie theater concession stand. What would you...
Because they're doing an improv skit.
As they wipe their face.
They say,
I'm a robot. Yeah.
So would you like popcorn, candy, Diet Coke, or soup?
You said stoop.
Let him finish. Do you want to sit on the stoop?
No. Shh. Would that? I'm imagining. We're not recording video right now. I'm imagining your face as if you go to the movie theater concession stand,
uh-huh,
and they introduce themselves cordially, and then they say, "Do you want popcorn, candy, Diet Coke, or soup?"
Yeah.
You would be like, "Huh?" I'm saying that's the same thing as Panera or Subway selling an egg and bacon and cheese sandwich. I rest my case.
Okay. Wow. Oh, man. The jury is weeping. Blood? The jury's okay, weeping yeah. blood.
All right.
Now be quiet so I can
clam
clarify
up. You
your
want me
point.
Clam up?
Clam up.
Everyone, I want, Griffin, tell me if I'm understanding you properly.
Okay.
You think that Panera,
yeah,
which traffics in a lot of bagels,
okay, but
muffins.
Panera was a bad example. Panera was a bad example.
Clam up.
Okay. No. I do want to. You clam up except for retractions.
Okay.
Retractions and retreats we can always bring to the forefront.
I retreat on Panera. I do not retreat on Subway.
Okay.
They do have a breakfast menu at Subway, or at least they have.
That's crazy. That shouldn't be allowed. They have a chokehold on lunch and dinner. Do we really need to see breakfast in as well?
Not dinner. Hey, guys. You can't have Subway for dinner. This
yes, you something. Can.
Now listen.
Whoa, I've Griffin.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where's what's your?
Yeah. Are you mad because I said Subway can have dinner when
no,
I don't
I'm
want them to
wondering.
Have breakfast?
No, I'm just wondering. I can't pin down your stance
yeah,
anymore.
I'm trying to drop.
I'm looking okay, down. I started at the top of your head, Griffin, and I'm looking down, and suddenly your legs are just fading out because I can't tell where you're standing on the
you
issues.
Don't eat
anymore.
Pickles with egg with fatty eggs. You don't do it. Those are too. Oh, actually, that would kind of whip ass.
Yes.
I'm gonna check. Right? Are you? Have you never felt the warm?
I know
feeling of seeing all day breakfast on the menu yeah. and treating yourself to a breakfast food for lunch. Are you, uh-huh. is that what you're saying?
No, that's wild. Of course I enjoy that experience, yes. but I don't do that and say plus pickle because it's just a different flavor experience.
Hey Griffin, it's okay if you feel that way. Listen, this is America and you can have that opinion, right?
Is this hill,
and
I'm looking
Paul
down
Dano's
this hill
America,
I'm dying
you're
on.
Allowed to say no bagels for breakfast for yeah. yourself. But you yeah. can't make that sweeping judgment call on every one of God's citizens to say no one should ever eat pickles for breakfast.
I think he did, though. I think he did do that.
That's taking away my freedom?
Can't wear white after Labor Day. Can't eat pickles for breakfast. It's etiquette, Travis. You should be into
that's
that.
That's not etiquette, Justin. That's
it's
restraint.
It's just etiquette. It's just manners.
It's restraint, and you know it.
It's manners. You don't eat pickles for breakfast.
Hey, listen, freedom isn't free, baby, and I'll eat those pickles. I will go to jail for eating pickles in my country.
This is the most patriotic episode. That's not a very high bar to clear,
true,
but this
yeah.
is, I think, our most patriotic episode.
I eat can't wait until they want. Make the movie version of this episode starring probably John Cena, I would guess. Maybe Channing Tatum and John Cena together as brothers.
I don't even want to talk about famous people anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. I need everybody. I'm done. I just pretend Hollywood doesn't exist.
I would love. I'm thinking now about eaten a a savory breakfast,
yeah,
in the American style, and having all those flavors in my mouth, and then giving myself a surprise little vinegar blast.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
And I like what I'm feeling.
That sounds gross.
So you want it now?
I do want it now. No, I've gone on a whole journey in this episode. I don't think
pickles
people
for
are.
Breakfast. That's gross.
I don't. Hey, do you guys want to approach the wizard?
Oh, I'd love that, Griff. It's been a little bit.
This one's a valuable and
hey,
hip.
Wizard.
Huh? No, I don't want to turn the wizard into a character. I don't want to talk to the wizard.
Okay. I mean, I've been working on him for a while.
Okay. Well,
no, he's not ready yet.
No,
he's still in alpha testing. We're getting back lots of negative feedback.
Griffin, what is this show for if not for experimenting with bits that might not work?
No, I'm not going to blow it. No.
This is just for drafts.
The feedback, guys, has been disastrous.
Like audio feedback?
No, like the feedback we've gotten from the focus groups on my wizard character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They say, please don't. They say, you can't do that on television.
Oh.
What is the. Thanks, Tanner, for sending this in.
You're welcome.
So, what is the pizza? We can make Tanner a character for sure. What does the pizza emoji mean sexually?
Wait, there's a WikiHow?
Yeah. What does the pizza emoji mean sexually? You're messaging with someone, and all of a sudden, they send you a pizza emoji. Does pizza mean something sexual now? Sometimes, yes. Though the pizza emoji usually just refers to a delish, cheesy slice of zay.
Hey, quick note there, Griffin. I think it's delish.
Refers to a delish, cheesy slice of zay. On rare occasions, it can actually have a secret sexual meaning.
Oh, can we guess?
They're really gilding the lily here. We've put together a handy guide to know what the pizza emoji means and how to use it in your conversations. Read on to spice up your messages with some zay.
Is this the last WikiHow article? Like, have they covered everything else?
Yeah.
And now
this is actually, I just scrolled to the bottom of this page and it says the end.
Okay, cool, man.
Slice my butt off.
See, I would say.
It's like, do you want a slice of my butt?
Do you want a slice of my butt? That's cool.
I would say, like, hey, do you want to be in this eightsome with me?
Oh.
Why eight?
Because that's like that's eight slices. This seems like eight slices
cut.
Would.
Yeah.
Like, okay. If it was only six slices, that's too big.
Right. So in rare cases, the pizza emoji might be used to suggest a threesome.
I was close. Probably.
You were off by five. It'll probably turn up in the phrase pizza night or pizza place. In this context, the threesome usually consists of two men and one woman as a nod to the late 90s sitcom, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yes, hell yes, hell yes. Hey.
No, absolutely. Hell
it might,
yes.
It might also mean a threesome because the emoji looks like a triangular slice with three sides. That is maybe the Occam's razor version, but here's the thing about Occam's razor. It's usually fucking boring and not funny. It's definitely a two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Anytime anyone sends you a picture of a pizza, or I'm going to extend this to the word pizza, they are referring to both having a threesome with you and the late 90s sitcom, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
That's why in later seasons, they did just remove "and a pizza place," and it was just two guys and a girl, because they were like, the pizza place is too suggestive. We need to just limit it to two guys and a girl because
the pizza place closed down.
Get the wrong read on that.
The pizza place closed down, and they said it was because of COVID. Yeah. And we were like, "What is that?" Yeah. But we just didn't know because it was 1999.
And Ryan Reynolds like turned to the camera and was like really winky and like, "Well, I guess
like, keep an eye
I gotta
out.
Get a new job.
You're not ready for this, but your kids are gonna hate it."
Fun fact, about this program, two guys and a girl. The last episode of the show, after it was moved to a Friday night death slot, the last episode of the show was called The Internet Show, was the name of the series finale.
Cool.
An episode in which fans of the show voted on the character's outcome online.
Yeah.
From that, can you guess the exact year this season of television
I remember watching it.
I'm
going to
say Y2K, baby. 2000.
I'm going to say 2001.
The season began in 2000 and ended in 2001. You're both right.
Hell yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Carbon dated. The idea of running an internet poll can carbon date this show to an exact year.
Amazing. And it launched the careers of so many wonderful actors.
Like Ryan Reynolds and Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. So on a dating app, it's more likely that pizza means I like you. The pizza emoji is the fourth most popular emoji on Tinder, and it's sometimes used to initiate a morning chat after a night out together, which may or may not have included a hookup. Now, if you get...
This is a problem, right?
What's
because
that?
When we talk about other emojis used in a sexual context, right?
Yeah.
They've come so...
Hey, if you say that word like Stewie Griffin again, I'll leave the show
in
and
a,
I'll become
sexual
a...
context.
That's cool.
It's become so clear what they mean, right? And I don't think pizza slice has gotten there yet. So I think for the time being, we need to put like pizza slice parentheses sexual close parentheses.
Yeah. Let me just say, Trav, you would know whether or not this is being used is the fourth most popular emoji on Tinder.
Yeah.
So if my friend,
none of us do.
Hey, me and Ryan Reynolds are getting together to watch a movie. Pizza emoji.
That's probably not shit. That's an edge case. That one's on the bubble. The pizza emoji has its meaning on other dating apps like Grindr or Hinge, and even in DMs on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or TikTok. Well, last night was fun. Wink, pizza, morning, wave, pizza. Those are the emojis. I'm just verbalizing them because this is
so in
audio.
That context, it doesn't mean threesome. That just means like, hey, last night was fun, and this pizza represents how satisfying our sexual engagement was.
Let me go through the options we have available to us with the pizza emoji, because the pizza emoji can mean I love you, which is just a sort of escalation of the last one. The exact reason why isn't clear. It might be because it's cheesy to say I love you, or just because everybody loves cheese and pizza.
That's not it.
No. Well, I mean, at least you thought about it.
Yeah.
So it's good marketing is what you're saying.
Listen, most often the pizza emoji simply refers to the food pizza.
Oh. That is, Griffin, that should be the first line of every paragraph. And I just said to like keep reminding people like, listen, I know we're saying a lot of wild stuff here. It is almost certainly pizza.
Yeah, it should actually start with, hey, parents, so you're going through your kid's phone.
You have to remember.
You've just seen the pizza emoji. Don't worry about this one. 99% chance that it's just pizza. Unless your child a big fan?
A huge fan.
Of Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. At which point, look out.
Something else.
That's why the eggplant is such a powerful dick emoji. Because, BDE.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be using it for any other.
Correct.
You would never use it for any other reason. It was probably invented. There's probably originally a penis that they just dyed purple for it. Because, like, there's no reason you would need to send an emoji eggplant.
Well, if you were doing like an emoji shopping list, right? And you were going to do...
Never happened. Nobody's ever done that.
Well, I'm just saying you could. I'm saying that there is not 0% chance.
It's pretty low, though.
No judgment. But if you are an emoji drawer and the eggplant was originally a wiener that they dyed purple, you did not do a very good job on the outline and shape of the... thing. That's crazy. If that's what you think that is, that's crazy.
Now, here's what I'm saying. Are you guys ready for this? It would blow your minds.
Yeah.
I think it's imbalanced, and now we need a dick emoji that represents eggplants.
Eggplants, yes. My garden has blossomed some gorgeous aubergines, and now I need to tell my friends to come on over for an aubergine pizza party.
Right.
Now, listen, that's a risky gambit that I am playing, putting those two emojis next to each other, knowing what I know now. Because they know we know about Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Yeah.
So the context is going to lead them wildly astray. The pizza emoji can refer to Italian food, culture, or Italy itself. Awesome. That's great. Sometimes when I'm talking about Italian culture in the abstract, it's useful to have a sort of pictogram for that.
I'm also willing to bet, and listen, I am not an Italian person, but if the country of Italy were to find out that other people in other places are like, what's the best way to sum up Italian culture? I know a slice of pizza.
Is maybe it. How to use the pizza emoji. Okay, cool. So you got to communicate one of those ideas. Here's how we're going to do it. Mm. Send a pizza emoji to playfully suggest a threesome. So add flirty emojis or mention a potential third person to avoid confusion.
Okay, wait.
That's helpful.
Take a step back. Who do I send it to? How do I know who to send it to? Let's start there.
Well, I don't think this WikiHow article is going to teach you how to.
Yeah, it's not mystery. It's not the pickup artist. It's not teaching you how to smoothly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool, I mean, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe some pizza would make me feel better. Devil emoji. Let's ask Chad.
Now, listen, boys, I'm going to reveal myself here. I've never had a threesome. And my question for you is...
I don't even want to not know that.
I don't even want to not know it. Undo that.
Okay.
Undo that. You have to call that information into question somehow that leaves me plausible. Dying.
Or
you
have can ask I? Us
next time.
Okay, that's not better.
Next time, before you do that, can you say... Do you guys want to know if I've had a threesome or not? Like, give us the option.
Yeah. Okay, cool, yeah, cool, cool, can, cool. Yeah.
Because hey. I would have assumed, Travis, I defo would have assumed that you hadn't, if I gunned to
Wait,
my head.
Why?
But even to assume, but even to.
Okay.
But even to. But even to assume that, yeah. Travis.
Well, then I think I have to take the question even further back. Do you guys want to contemplate the concept of me in relation to threesomes?
Okay. No, 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 no.
No, 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 never, ever, ever, ever.
Okay,
never,
great,
never.
Great,
That's
great.
Easy. Do you think, I'll give you a blanket no on that one, Chief.
Do you think when engaging in a threesome, you have to find a pre-existing couple and a third? Or do you think you can just piece it? Can you piece it together wholemeal from like, well, here's this person and here's this person and me. How do I arrange?
I think you have. I think most of the. Well, it depends. Are you Chad? Because I think if you're Chad in this example, then the situation comes to you. Like you don't have to initiate or make this decision. Yeah. It just life finds a way. Life finds a way to poach Chad for a raging threesome. Use pizza to talk about your love of pizza.
Here's the t-shirt. On the front, it says, I've never had a threesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On the back, it says, or have I? And then underneath that is a small logo for Paul Dano's OXO Good Grips 4-Cup Fat Separator.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think then neither one of them is going to sue us because that's an add-on. They can't. No one can sue you for an add-on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sponsored by Paul Dano's OXO Good Grips.
Okay. Brought to you by. Brought to you by a public service announcement brought to you by Paul Dano's OXO Good Grips 4-Cup Fat Separator.
Say you love all things Italian with the pizza emoji. For example, the first thing I'm doing in Italy is ordering some authentic pizza. Well, no, you're just kind of talking about pizza in there, huh? Not Italy, if you really think about
it. You're like, oh man, exactly the new Mario Brothers movie really struck a chord with me. Pizza emoji.
Yeah. Oh, huge. Say I like you with the pizza emoji. Just happy anniversary, pizza. But again,
no, that
gosh.
Looks like you want to get pizza for your anniversary.
That's, yeah. Or have a anniversary threesome.
Yeah. With Paul Dano.
With Italian Chad. Italian Chad, the most proficient lover in the tri-state area.
Hi, if you're I'm Italian Chad. Now I know what you're wondering. Yes, this is a Paul Dano's OXO Grips 4-Cup Separator.
We got to drop Paul Dano. I told you I didn't want to talk about famous people anymore.
Okay, that's fair. Let's take a break.
Did you know that the cherry emoji can refer to a butt, breasts, or even testicles?
Okay, too confusing.
Let's go to the... Can we go, Griffin? Do you have more to share?
I'm just saying, if you sent cherry... and pizza in a text message to someone, you're going to break their fucking mind.
You're being a stinker right now, Griffin. You're being a stinker. I'm asking you a question and stop being a stinker. Just answer it. Are you done so I can read the ad?
This also says, my last thing, it also says that the donut emoji can refer to someone's derriere, which is gross and the grossest way to say that. Now I'm done. The baguette emoji represents a penis.
That tracks.
That tracks, actually. That
this
tracks.
Is actually my crummy, dusty penis.
My stupid.
Still crackling.
Stupid, dry, stodgy penis.
This is my crusty ass penis.
You'll never get through the crust of this hard penis.
Try my penis with Brie. I used to eat three of these things every day when I was in France. Brie and baguette sandwich.
Go. Money zone. Now I want it.
You have to do the first ad because you're being a sinker.
Okay, that's only fair. Stumps.com. It can be tricky for the holidays, for families. The holiday rush, it means you're going to be going over to the post office.
Which
and mailing
holiday are
and
we
shipping.
On right now, Griffin?
I think we're on the Halloween creep.
You're probably right now thinking, oh man, I meant to send all that stuff for Rosh Hashanah. And you forgot.
Yeah.
Right? You forgot. Don't forget again. Because with Stamps.com, all you need is a computer, a printer, and the courage to do what's right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They send you a free scale so you can weigh your heart like Anubis might to see if you're ready to take on the challenge of using Stamps.com, because they also have a mobile app. Pretty cool, Anubis. That's their tagline. So order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, and even printers from the supply store and get huge carrier discounts of up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. At that point, it's almost like they're paying you to mail stuff. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you you're cheap. No, sorry. Automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options, right? So you don't have to worry about if you're choosing the best one. They'll tell you what it is. Get your business ready for the holiday rush. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, enter code MYBROTHER, and be found worthy.
36,025,1. What do those numbers mean?
It's
I'm so
pin.
Glad you asked.
It's my pin.
That's Travis's pin. You can get in all his shit now, which is going to cause some real business problems for Travis. Fortunately, NetSuite is here. And those numbers that I just sang to you, those mean stuff to NetSuite. And if you use NetSuite, which you should for your business and your KPIs, then the numbers are going to mean stuff to you too. 36,000? Well, that's the number of businesses that have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. You need a cloud financial system.
Yeah.
Whether you know
it
or not.
I've been saying this for years.
This is huge for you and your business. 25, well, that's how old NetSuite is. 25 years old and ready to fucking party.
And ready to rent a car legally.
25 years can run for president and helping businesses do more with less. Close their books in days, not weeks. I hate how long it takes to close my freaking books. And drive down costs. One, well, that's because your business is one of a kind. Don't try to duplicate your business or clone it like a Michael Keaton Multiplicity
guy. Because the problem is, eventually you'll make a clone of a clone. And you then can't. Your business will get all silly.
You got to have a customized solution for all your KPIs. What does that mean?
Griffin, I've been asking you to customize my KPIs for years.
I'll get in there and I'll get That's crazy with these.
Neon in there. Be sick.
Oh, some yeah, dude. Fans. Oh, lower some my tweeters? KPIs like some one tweeters? Inch off the ground. Would be amazing.
Hey, we put a key performance indicator in your key performance indicator.
That's perfect, Listen. Man. Now, there's no more room for me to drive it. Is the problem. You did put the KPI in the KPI seat.
Listen,
but I appreciate
when it. NetSuite gets your KPI set up in one efficient system with one source of truth, I don't actually like that. I don't like that NetSuite.
With one that source
feels
of
like
truth?
The, that feels, Whoa, NetSuite. That's idolatry to me, NetSuite. That's idolatry, and I don't like that NetSuite.
I'm loving
actually.
This, actually.
I'll say everything else in the ad NetSuite, but I have the courage of my convictions. Listen. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. The Lord can also help you do. I feel now compelled.
You know who
to
else cared about
Lord
KPIs? Keeping people in heaven.
Innocent.
Keeping people innocent.
People innocent.
Everything you need all in one place. Church. Right? Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/mybrother. That's netsuite.com/mybrother to get your own KPI checklist.
Hi, I'm Chess. This is my list.
This is my excellent list. Your own KPI checklist at netsuite.com/mybrother. I don't need KPIs. I just need KJV.
What's that?
For me.
Yeah. The King James Version.
Oh, okay.
I'm an NIV man myself when I'm dipping into the good book.
I read the Gutenberg, baby.
Hi, this is Lori Kilmartin.
And I'm Jackie Cation, and we have a podcast called The Jackie and Lori Show on Max Fun, and it's very exciting, because what do we talk about?
Comedy.
Stand-up comedy. We both do stand-up comedy and have since the dawn of Christ.
Well, Jackie.
Is that offensive?
It is offensive to me, because you've aged me. we started in the late 80s, and we're still here. You can't kill us.
So go to The Jackie and Lori Show on Max Fun and listen to that.
The Jackie and Lori Show. New episodes Monday, only on MaximumFun.org.
Greatest Trek is the podcast for all your modern Star Trek needs. It's funny, informative, and now it's also timely.
That's because every Friday, right after the release of a new episode of Strange New Worlds, Picard, Lower Decks, Discovery, or Prodigy, we bring you a review of that episode.
There's some great new Star Trek coming up, and we're going to cover all of it.
You'll like our show because we're both former video producers, so we bring a lot of insight into the production and filmmaking aspects to these episodes.
And we also have a very refined sense of humor, so we make lots of delightful fart jokes along the way.
So come see why Greatest Trek is one of the most popular television recap podcasts on all of the internet.
Subscribe to Greatest Trek at MaximumFun.org or in the podcast app you're using right now.
I've been working as a farmhand at a small organic vegetable farm. Right. We have a few meat birds and pigs, too. That's a why. I've never heard that turn of phrase.
Well, you would have egg birds, and you would have meat birds, and you'd have friend birds.
Yeah, I mean, I intuited it. I wasn't lost.
Hunting birds.
Yeah. The crew needs some company birds. Advice. We have an ongoing debate whether it's better for business to change clothes into a fresh set of some farmer cosplay, overalls, gingham, flannel, etc., when heading to the farmer's market, or just keep wearing our sweaty, muddy, ripped up work clothes. Are customers more likely to drop some cash if we look like the happy, idyllic little farmer lads and lassies of TV and movies, or like the haggard, bedraggled minimum wage workers we are? I'm opening my own farm next season, so this question will soon take on added personal financial stakes. That's from Fussy Over Farmer Fashion in the Finger Lakes.
Very good. I don't think anyone's ever asked us to generate farm wisdom before.
I'm loving this.
But I love the opportunity, and thank you for the trust.
My immediate impulse is to say, like, if there's five of you, right? Four of you wear whatever. But one of you dress like you're right out of a picture from, like, the Dust Bowl, you know, like Grapes of Wrath kind of shit. And then, like, if people are like, oh, what is it, $5 for that? And they're like, I wish I had $5, but the dust took everything from me.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You're saying you have one farmer at the booth kind of for keeping up appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other people are just dressed in street clothes or whatever, but then there's one like hardcore farmer.
For the so hard like, sale. Yeah.
Okay, see that? So I'll tell you what I love about that, Trav, is that I feel like anytime I talk to a person who is of the earth, do you know what I mean? This goes for like park rangers, guys who know about cars.
Someone who knows the properties of mushrooms. Yeah, please.
Stuff like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I feel like they're going to see me for the phony that I am.
Yes.
You know, they'll expose me for the indoor kid and they won't let me buy their hydroponically grown tomatoes or whatever.
Yes.
So I like having a farmer that I can see like, good farmer. Farm grown, good.
Yes.
But I'm not talking to the farmer so they can't see how hollow I am.
Yes, yes. And I like, frankly, for me, because I'm in the same boat, Justin, the pressure of if you quibble about the price of this, the farmer might have to get involved.
Exactly.
Then I'm more likely to be like, oh, I don't want the farmer to get involved.
You want to know the cost?
Oh, no, I'll take
the real
it.
Real cost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Yep, I'll take two.
Look at these hands. That is one thing, by the way, anytime that you need to make a sale or they're waffling, sort of like the farmer just pops out like, look at these hands.
Yeah.
Look at these gnarled hands from the earth and the dirt.
Yeah. I think there's another direction you can go with this, which is that you show up and you put one cabbage down on the table with a little flag next to it that says like $250. And you're wearing a tuxedo.
Oh.
I think you wear a tuxedo and you have one $250 cabbage. And maybe another flag next to it that says special cabbage, only one. Only special cabbage. I think that that you could move a lot less product and make a lot more money.
And then as the day goes on and the cabbage doesn't sell, you can start marking the price down and taking off parts of the tuxedo.
Leaves of the cabbage, yeah.
No?
Why did, if I had a stand like this, this isn't like fashion, but like just, I would all do all mystery.
Wait.
Like mystery bot, like slime bags?
Yeah,
of
like
vegetables.
Slime bags. It's like, it's all paper, like brown paper bags, uh-huh. And it just says like fruit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, and you buy it, it's like, I don't know what you're going to get, but take it home and just enjoy.
Eat it.
And some
eat
of
it in front of me.
Some of it's bad and people didn't want to buy it.
Yeah.
But it's just a mystery. It's a surprise.
Now, would you charge less for the surprise bags?
More.
Just, no, it's a slime bag.
More.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, people love that. Kids love that surprise.
Oh, I brought this one. It says, wait, this is a My Little Pony. Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. Got you. It's LOL dolls, surprise dolls with stickers.
Okay.
And tattoos.
I guess I'll eat it.
Today, some kids in my apartment complex knocked on my door and asked if
we had
any
snacks. Three questions?
Yeah, baby. This is a new era. I'm a firm believer that kids should eat. I mean, there's Baja Blast gelato.
Okay.
There. There is a Baja Blast gelato.
Okay.
I mean, Doritos also did pretty fun, but they're not really fast casual.
Zaxby's sold the first ever bottle of sauce for $30,000.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
It sounds like maybe there is.
No,
stuff.
That's it. Those are the headlines.
Doritos did a helicopter stunt, though. You sure you don't leave your hand on that ball?
Griffin, they're fancy.
If you know about it, then why do you need me? You know what I mean? If the people already hear about this junk, then I'm unnecessary. The people need me when the chief marketing officer of Zaxby's says that at Zaxby's, we always say, quote, guest is boss.
Huh.
Yeah, Juice, I really feel like I'm looking at the bone on the ground and the meat is, there's bugs getting all over the meat because of how much was on the bone. I feel like.
Well, bugs got to eat.
Okay, that's fine. I guess the dirty bugs do need to eat.
I feel like, you know.
Maybe we can talk about both at the same time, right? So ask the question and then talk about Zaxby's and then we'll just bounce back and forth as we discuss both.
So that would be confusing.
This is the first ever bottle of Zax sauce, and they sold it on eBay as part of Sauce Timber.
Yeah.
Juice, you gotta play the song, man.
Yeah.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Mini. I just changed it. That's just a munch squad mini.
Okay.
First bottle of Zax sauce, $30,000. The buyer of this.
And what event was this for, Juice?
Yeah, don't gloss over that.
What?
What was the event, the special month they're celebrating?
Well, it's Sauce Timber.
How did you guys observe?
Sauce Timber? I'm still living it, baby.
Yeah. We got 9 more days of Sauce Timber.
Yeah, I've been abstaining from sauce for 21 days, and I just got 9 more days until I can have sauce again. Woo! I miss sauce.
Oh, my God. I went the opposite way. I've been saucing 24/7.
That's where my sauce is going. That's what your number came up in the silo lottery, and you were drawn as a saucer, and I was drawn as a dry boy. And that's our fates. That's fate. That's destiny.
That's true, man.
The product was the first bottled iteration in Zaxby's 33-year history and came with a lifetime supply of Zax sauce for the winning bid, which I'm pretty sure.
So it's not one bottle then?
What?
It's not one bottle.
It's, well, like the lifetime supply is the little boys. The little boys.
Okay.
Yeah, they're small.
They're small boys, like sauce.
Like how sauce comes?
Okay.
It went live on eBay September 12th for $19.90. An homage to Zaxby's founding year. And as the story goes, Zach McLeroy. Zach McLeroy personally made the sauce 3+ decades ago and distributed it to various locations to ensure nobody else would have the recipe start to finish. Now, I don't think it means this exact sauce in the bottle.
Yes, because at some point in the last 33 years, someone's had to make new sauce, right?
Yeah. For Sauce Timber last year, Zaxby's unleashed, that's their word, sauce-flavored popsicles.
Yeah.
They rot upon the world. Yeah.
The
Patrick Schwing.
Man, fuck yeah. Some great names in this one.
Chief Marketing Officer and Strategy Officer said, Zach's Sauce is a customer favorite and is inherent to our brand DNA. Our fans have been asking us for years to bring bottled Zach's Sauce to stores and make it available in retail. So in answer to their pleas, they cast out one bottle and said, here, peons,
yeah,
pay us $30,000 for it.
That's too much for sauce, I think.
Yeah, so they took inspiration from some...
Can you imagine getting that, and then it's like in your refrigerator, and a guest comes over and uses some of it, and you're like, God damn it, that'll be $500.
The bottle was auctioned in partnership with eBay. It's just a one-of-a-kind bottle, but also a lifetime supply of Zach's Sauce. We took inspiration from some of our favorite spirit brands and created our own small batch bottle.
Like Halloween?
Bespoke label. Bottle topper and sauce ramekins, all packaged in a beautiful velvet lined box.
Now, Justin, I'm going to make a big assumption here.
This is
here.
The thing I want the aliens to find.
Yeah.
This is the number one thing I want the aliens to find. This is going to throw them off.
Justin, so I'm going to make a big assumption here, but I assume you know. How does the bottle pour, right? Do you keep it refrigerated or what's it
I
like being
you
the
never
owner?
Open it and you put it on a shelf and stare
Oh,
sorry. At it,
right? I just assumed that you bought it.
Oh, no. Although I will say this $30,000 is going to the Boys and Girls Club of America. And honestly, I can't even tell you if things are a good cause anymore or not. I'm not in. Sure. It's 2023, but that is the charity that it went to.
Zach's Sauce does sound like sauce that aliens would like, Justin. Yeah. I can't stop thinking about
that. That's true.
My name
That's
is Zach's
Me. My name's Zach's. Zach's
McLeod. Enjoy the sauce from my distributor.
So they don't, what they don't say on this is that they, whether or not they're going to make Zach's Sauce for store shelves. Now, if I was going to do that, one thing that I would do is make one bottle of it and sell it for $30,000.
Yeah.
And then announce later that you
sale
can get
now
it
for $6.99.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You can get it at a lower price.
Oh, well, no. They can put it on store shelves and sell each bottle for $15,000. And your brain sees that. And it's like the Costco hot dog effect. You're like, oh, that's great.
Tell me if this feels a little bit like it protests too much. The sauce in the bottle is 100% authentic Zach's Sauce, just like what is served in our restaurant.
Well, yeah.
However, sauce
we all assumed that.
When you put sauce into a bottle, there are a few different processes we have to introduce. Our bottle of Zach's Sauce went through shelf life testing to ensure the bottle maintained the quality and flavor Zach's Sauce is known for. Hey, how did you spend your day at work, sweetie? Well, I watched the one bottle of Zach's Sauce we're making to see if it got botulism.
Yeah, no, it was really tough. I had to coach the brood mother to excrete into a bottle instead of just into a big vat like she normally does.
Yeah, and you know how when the brood mother excretes the Zach's Sauce, it just goes all hither and yon willy-nilly.
There was a lot of squeegeeing, my love. A lot of squeegeeing. I won't be out for lovemaking tonight. I have Zach's Sauce in every crevice.
I've sliced myself terribly on the brood mother's horrible jagged chitin, but that's the job. That's work.
Anything to keep the kids fed and clothed, and I just love you so much. Tomorrow I will need to be sacrificed to the brood mother, as it is my 33rd year working here.
But the gem in my hand has illuminated.
But I, it's all been worth it, my love. Please remember, well, you won't be able to remember me because the brood mother will erase me from time, but
listen, it's clear from the online buzz surrounding the auction and the bidding itself that there is an opportunity to bring Zach's Sauce to store shelves, not only in the markets where we operate, but to the whole country. The world needs Zach's Sauce.
Okay.
The Who world. Said,
was that Justin saying that?
No, that's a direct quote from this article. The world needs Zach's Sauce. As one concrete example of
weird
how we're
to say
our
that
sauces,
now after you spent 33 years not selling it.
Not selling it. And then hoarding this one
the
bottle.
The world
for 30
needs
G's.
Zach's Sauce and we need money.
Yeah.
As one concrete example of how we're bringing our sauces more to the forefront is our new tagline, Woo, Saucy.
No. No. Woo! Hey.
Saucy.
No. And we'd like to thank our new CEO, Austin Powers, who's come in here and helped us with that one.
At Zaxby's, we always say guest is boss.
Guest is boss.
We want to create content people want to interact with and share. Okay, I get that. In recent months, we've stepped up our game, creating experiences fans can get behind, like our petition for a sauce emoji, a partnership.
Now, what do you think that emoji
would? What the fuck would that look like, guys?
I don't know, but
just kind of a squirting, like red.
Yeah.
Like a red squirt.
This is more of a salmon-colored sauce.
Okay, salmon-colored pink squirt is fine.
I would not be surprised to see, and yeah, there's a Baja Blast gelato. I mean, there's nothing else to say about that. It's about Baja Blast gelato.
Sounds good.
It's out. You can get it. And that is the.
Okay, just real quick, one quote. Dune Nation's passion for Baja Blast runs deep,
says Scott Finlow, Chief Marketing Officer of PepsiCo Global Food Service.
At PepsiCo, we love to create unexpected ways to thrill fans, and we're pumped to join forces with Taco Bell to turn the Mountain Dew Baja Blast flavor they loved into refreshing gelato.
Hey.
We're confident Dune Nation is going to love the bold new spin we put on this iconic flavor.
Officer, I don't respect your authority to arrest me because I'm a sovereign citizen of Dune Nation. I only answer to Baja Blast.
I have diplomatic immunity.
I have diplomatic immunity. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. My brother, and me.
As it's known.
It's been a hoot. As it is called, it's been a hoot recording it for you. Bless. Thank you.
Bless. Hashtag blessed.
Blessings.
Listen, we got some shows coming up. I'm excited to tell you about them. In 2 weeks, two American weeks, on October 11th, we're going to be in Philadelphia, birthplace of the nation, doing a My Brother, and Me live show for you. On October 12th, we're going to be at New York Comic Con doing an Adventure Zone Hootenanny, which is our space country band series. You're going to enjoy it. On October 13th, we're doing another New York Comic Con show. This one's another My Brother and Me with Sawbones opening. New York Comic Con has lifted the restriction, no longer requiring a badge to attend these shows. All are welcome with tickets. Folks who have a badge and a ticket to either show will receive a free show poster as well as the option for priority seating at the show if you choose to arrive early. There will also be video on demand tickets available to watch the show online. More info and ticket links at bit.ly/macroytours.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. If you have not dipped into Montaigne's body of work after hearing this song on our show for so long and enjoying the song, shame on you. Go rectify that, because there's so many good tracks. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network.
Yeah.
MaximumFun.org. It's a great, great little community.
Thanks to Maximum Fun for keeping it 100. No cow.
No, did you say no cow?
No cap. I'm an influencer.
I don't even like that.
No cap.
I did also want to remind everybody to stop by sphinxterboy.com.
Yep.
Whenever you get a second.
Huge.
Huge.
Support
huge
that website. Sphincter Boy.
Support. Have you guys been?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Also, letting y'all know, listen, at the end of this week, it turns over into a new month, and that means new merch.
Oh!
So there's a lot of cool stuff going to be over there.
This is an ad for an ad.
Yeah, October 1st, going to have some beautiful new merch over there on the merch
Keep
store.
Keep an eye out.
You got to go check it out.
For over an hour, Travis.
Please.
Okay.
Sound bath.
Sounds important. Okay.
Let's just do a normal one. 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 Let's just do a normal one.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.